Welcome to another podcast. I was describing to my daughter the other day how even senior people are worried and uncertain about the future with the pandemic, Brexit and climate change. I must have painted a rather bleak picture. But Dad, she said, you need to reframe this into a message of hope. Otherwise, we might as well all give up. Indeed, she added, if we reframe things, we can change our way of thinking, rewire our neural pathways, neuroplasticity, I think it's called, and influence outcomes. The power of more positive ways of thinking. If we do so, we can actually shape our future. Well, out of the mouths of babes. My daughter is correct, of course. We can reframe how we see things and our reaction to them. The outcome will then inevitably be different. How I react to someone else's words, for example, will in turn affect their further reaction to me. And like acorns, little things can lead to larger outcomes. If, for example, I hit a golf ball from the tee with a very slight deviation from the line which I hope to take, a frequent occurrence, I might add, the ball will end up very substantially offline when it lands, often in what we call deep rough. If I can strike it true, the outcome will be very different. So how can reframing help us to avoid getting into deep rough in our conversations and life's difficult situations? Take an example. A good friend of mine came to me recently in some distress, having received what she interpreted as a bullying email from a neighbour. Certainly, the wording was hurtful and aggressive. Many of us would choose to respond in like manner, with anger and rebuttal. But where would that take us, and indeed her? Probably into the deep rough. Instead, I suggested, let's reframe the neighbour's words. What lies beneath those words? What is causing him to be so angry? How can that be addressed? And then let's reframe the response to one which is more constructive. Funnily enough, that took us back to AARREE, the ideas I explored in podcasts 1 to 3, itself a tool to reframe a difficult conversation. As a mediator, I have to make choices about the messages I take from room to room when playing the role of good faith go-between, as someone once described the role. If a party asks me to say to the other room that they wholly reject an offer made and are going to walk out unless the other party treats this seriously, what will happen if I relay just that message? Well, we're likely to be back in the deep rough. Instead, I need to work with the first party to find a form of words which is true to the sentiment. We are not happy, but also continues to build some sort of a bridge towards a resolution. I'm not a mere messenger, as I often tell people in mediation. So try this. So, you want me to convey that you are not happy with what is proposed and really need to hear something significantly more than that to have confidence in these negotiations. In practice, a mediator can take it upon herself to formulate the reframe, or she can work on it with the party, or she can suggest that the party reframes for themselves and then takes responsibility for conveying the reframed message. The possibilities are many once the idea has been adopted. In negotiation, a negotiator can reframe a situation, reframe how they see it, reframe the words they choose to use, and so on. And in everyday communication, we can all do the same. Reframing can be as simple as turning an accusatory remark, you can't be serious, into something which makes the point in a less inflammatory way. I am really struggling to understand how you reached that view. Or as nuanced as modifying a take it or leave it money offer and delivering it in a way which seeks to address the needs identified by the other party. It can be as simple as using the conjunction and rather than but. Compare these. Harry offered to meet Mike, but expressed concern about the quality of his work. With Harry offered to meet Mike and expressed concern about the quality of his work. Subtle indeed, but, or should I say and, it could make all the difference. Try it. Reframing, as I mentioned earlier, can be about what and how we think. I am reminded of what I understand from those who know about neurolinguistic programming, or NLP, about what they call presuppositions. These are helpful ways to view the world or a difficult situation. I'll include a slide with a list of these in the transcript of this podcast, which, as always, is available on our core website. One idea is that the meaning of any communication is the response it gets, and that resonates well with an earlier point made in this podcast. Take another example. The identity of a person is different from the behaviour they demonstrate. So we can choose to react to how someone behaves towards us on the surface, or we can seek to understand that underneath something else is going on. As my good friend Ken Cloak writes in his great book, Mediating Dangerously, the angrier the mask, the more likely it is that the person beneath feels bad about themselves or what they have done. Finally, returning to the pandemic, Brexit and climate change, what challenges these present, and what opportunities to reconsider the way we all live our lives, as individuals and in our communities. We can't change what has happened so far, but let's look forward with hope and all do the best we can with what we've got. How's that for a reframe? There'll be a break now of 2 or 3 weeks before the next podcast, and I look forward to catching up with you then. Bye for now.